a 1-1 draw, and hard fought, I think it's fair to say, that one.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought there was two very good teams, certainly second half. You know, Plymouth set up, you know, really very well defensively second half, and we had to work for every touches we had in their half. So it was a good game, certainly for the neutral.
Great atmosphere, and that really spilled over into a really tense and passionate opening to the game.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect anything else. These two teams, you know, fighting at the top of the table, certainly coming off the back of last year where they were competing very well as well. And two accomplished teams who want the same goal, so it's no surprise to me. You know, for a neutral, it would have been a really good game to watch.
And once they got the goal, Plymouth perhaps sat back more than you might have expected.
No, not really. You know, we did. I think with the team that Derek had picked, we expected certainly at the beginning some good exchanges, certainly offensively from themselves. But I think you've seen many times this year the setup very, very rigid, very defensive, and they're happy to do that. They're really well drilled. And like I said, you know, certainly in their half, we had to work very hard for the touches and to create chances.
And when the goal did come, it was a striker's instinct shown by someone playing just off the striker.
Yeah, certainly. We spoke at half-time, you know, certainly with the surface and the keeper. We felt a couple of things came off him that we could be better with, you know, get off your front foot and try and make something happen. And thankfully, you know, Gary went in that area where he got the goal.
You must have then felt the few free kicks, Chaplin's header that went just wide. Maybe you could have just nicked it in that final 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think everybody will argue whether it were a fair result. You know, we'll certainly give our lads credit with how they controlled most parts of the game. And I think you'd say if the game were going on any longer, we'd have possibly come out on top. But, you know, fair play to Plymouth. You know, they stick at it and they've been going well this season, so have we. So we'll keep our heads down, we'll dust ourselves down and go again Monday.
You've seen that fluidity of your team in recent weeks, and it was there in the final third in patches today.
Yeah, listen, like I said, for a long time now, our lads have been working hard. You know, they want the same goal as all the fans of the city and everything else, so there's no different today.
Bit of a strange atmosphere now, because Plymouth fans, at the minute, it looks like they're going to have to wait another day as things stand, unless Leighton Orient grab a goal. Everyone's kind of just looking at their phones,
yeah,
and waiting at the moment.
You can see them all, they're all very quiet. I think they're very anxious, but listen, what will be, there's still a lot of games to be played, still a lot of points to be played for. So, like I said, I think if you prepare the best you can and work as hard as you can, you'll get what you deserve in the end.
You mentioned Monday, let's talk about it, because it looks like Pompey are going to have the chance to seal the deal on Monday if they can get a win.
Hope so, but you know, we're going into a tough team. Notts County, a good team. A good friend of mine, Kevin Nolan, sets his teams up very well. So we'll have to work every bit as hard as we have done today in the last, you know, games through the season. So fingers crossed we can do that and we can get that win or them points that we need to go up.
Because they found a bit of form right now, Notts County.
Also, listen, doesn't surprise me. We've got a good squad. Got a good squad of players, got a good manager, good backroom staff, and it's a good club. I was lucky enough to play there myself. So hopefully, like I said, we'll prepare as well as we can and we'll get the win, the points we need.
It's not going to be a home game. There's going to be so many Pompey fans there hoping they can have a celebration in the evening. Nottingham's a good city to go out in, I'm sure you're aware.
It is, yeah. Like I said, I was lucky enough to be down there and some great people. It's a great city. So hopefully I can have a special day like I did, well, like I experienced when I was there before.
And what would it mean to you and everyone to get Pompey over that line now?
Ah, listen, like I said, there's points to be played for, there's football to be played. It'll mean, you know, certainly people around the city and who work for this, where the clubs come from, it'll mean everything to them. So we'll work as hard as we can, really, as hard as we can, through the manager, myself, the ground staff and everybody else around the place to hopefully get that sorted.